are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Aging, the one thing we are all doing, whether we like it or not. It's like gravity, impossible to avoid and a little unkind when you least expect it. While some embrace it with the grace of fine wine, others fight it with every anti-aging cream available. But what if we viewed aging not as a decline, but as a time of wisdom, opportunity, and growth? We are joined on the line by my elder, Chisenga, who's going to help us in terms of aging and chasing youth when it comes to our men. My elder, Muribwanji. Siribwina, are you okay, my elder?
I am well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming through to speaking to us. I'm going to ask that before we start, can you please offer a word of prayer?
We are praying. God our Father, we are grateful that once again you can give us an opportunity to discuss this important subject matter. We acknowledge that devoid of your presence, we cannot do anything constructive. Therefore, we invite your presence through the power of the Holy Spirit to lead out in this discussion to the glory and honor of your holy name is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. We're looking all things men, all things aging, and all things chasing youth. So, but what are some positive aspects of aging that are often overlooked in today's youth focused culture?
For sure, in a youth focused culture, there are certain things that are highly valued. Mm-hmm. Okay. We are living at a time when innovation is at the center of things. Mm-hmm. We just want to find probably a new way of doing things. There are matters that relate to timeliness, things being done so quickly. But I wish to believe that much as these may not be wrong in their own end, they are actually good. All these need to be considered in the context of experience. And that's where aging actually comes in. When we pursue these good values, mm-hmm, in a youth focused culture, it is extremely important that we do not forget where we are coming from. Because as we overlook aspects of where we are coming from, the age, the experience, we may find ourselves looping, mm-hmm, and not achieving the goals that we need to achieve in the most effective and efficient manner.
So looking at, you know, people that are struggling with this aging situation, how can they now shift their mindset to embrace the aging as time growth, as a time of growth and wisdom, rather than decline? Because sometimes when we are aging, even us, I'm still very young, but I can feel it good. Yeah, can't even run for a particular things. I can't even do certain things, you know, with my children because, yeah, I could feel the age coming through. But how now do I embrace that, saying that even though there are certain things that I can't do to the fullest, but I've grown in terms of wisdom, I've grown, you know, in terms of other aspects of my life?
For sure. Like you indicated in your introductory remarks, the truth of the matter is that whether we like it or not, mm-hmm, age will definitely catch up with us. Now, I wish to believe that what makes the difference is our preparation, mm-hmm. our ability to prepare. Because when we prepare for it, then we will view it when it comes, not as a decline, mm-hmm. but as growth. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if it simply means even putting it on paper, having a plan in terms of when we reach a certain age, how do we hope to handle it between now and then? Then when it comes, since we'll be ready for it, we will definitely be prepared. But what normally happens is that we just find ourselves, like you have indicated, being caught by surprise that certain things that we were able to do, we are not in a position to do it. But when we keep it before us, constantly before us, thinking about it, that today I am able to run, at some point in time, I will not be in a position to run. Mm. Then when that time actually comes, we'll view it from the perspective of just a transition, a growth, and not necessarily something that is negative or giving us some form of inability in one form or the other.
Indeed. So looking at that now, do we have practical ways, or what practical ways can be used to prepare for the physical, emotional and spiritual challenges that may come with aging? You know, because even though we are appreciating the growth, we are appreciating the wisdom, there are challenges that come with those whole thing, you know, of aging.
Yes, sure. And I think we need to be particular about it. If it simply means coming up with a roadmap that is a written plan in terms of how we are going to handle it in our individual lives, that will definitely be helpful. Let me give an example. For instance, if we are talking about the physical aspect, we know that right now, you are full of energy, as an example,
yeah.
and you are able to run business, or probably you're even in regular employment.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to realize that we'll not always have that particular energy. Mm-hmm. And so one of the practical ways that we could be doing it is, let's say, for instance, income-wise. Mm-hmm. Today you are running, you are earning an income. It is important that you set aside something,
mm-hmm.
and probably invest it in some form of passive income. It could be bonds, it could be real estate, because you know that at some point in life, you will not be in a position to generate income with the kind of energy that you are having currently. And suffice to state that it's important that way before time, we have a plan where we are able to find our feet. What normally becomes a challenge is that when we discover we are aging, that's when we try to say, oh, I can't do this.
Mm.
Let me try this. We begin to experiment in our old age. Precisely, that's not the time for experimenting. Way before that, we need to have found our feet. Another example that I may give from the emotional perspective is that, you know, when we are full of energy, we are pursuing so many, many goals,
yeah.
so to speak.
Mm.
But as we are doing that, do you realize that sometimes we do it at an expense of our family, our children, you know, our spouses, so to speak? Now, the danger of doing that is that, yes, you are, you know, you are providing for your family, but we have become, there's a danger of us become emotionally detached from the family. But, you know, in the later years, when time will be available, it will be extremely difficult for us to reconnect even with our family. So we just need to bear all that in mind. Those relationships that we have created in our lifetime, those are the same ones that will need to depend upon as we go. And finally, simply to put it, as we talk about the spiritual aspect, it's important for us to simply grow with God. In our later days, He will be of great value even within our lives.
So now we are often encouraged, my elder, to have purpose, right? So when we now having that purpose and we are maintaining it, you know, how can it now contribute to fulfilling, to living a fulfilled life? Because I have a purpose, you know, even when I'm aging, I'm not worried about aging because I have a purpose. So I'm living out my purpose. So how does that purpose help in terms of aging?
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And you know, the issue of purpose is quite key. The risk that most of us run is to pursue something in life only to discover in our later years that it is not as valuable as we thought it was, and that we have wasted our years pursuing a mirage, which ultimately make us live in regret in our later years. A practical example, a good example that we might give is, we are not saying that money or profits should not be pursued. If they have their own place, but when we do that, at the expense of certain key things, such as relationship, then we get it all wrong. People that have aged, if you had to interview them and ask them what really matters, they'll actually tell you, yes, they were career people. Yes, they pursued a lot of things. But at the end of the day, that which actually mattered is actually relationship. And that's where purpose actually comes in. You and me have been created and wired for relationship. First and foremost, relationship with God. And then secondly, relationship with each other. When we maintain that at the core of even our earlier lives, we'll discover that by the time we are getting to later years, we will find that we have had a fulfilled life altogether, because we will not have been living our lives at variance with the purpose for which God created us.
Yeah, I love that. As we wrap up here, to our listeners at home, you can also text us on +27 7 3 4 7 0 3 5 2 0 if you do have questions, or if you do have ways in how you have dealt with aging. You know, sometimes you even have wrinkles, but men hardly have wrinkles. Sometimes, you know, how do you deal with those wrinkles and everything else? So how can now faith and spirituality play a role in embracing our aging process? Is there something when we are reading a scripture that comforts us to say that it's not the end, or don't worry about aging? I mean, so and so maybe in the Bible even aged and they didn't worry about those things.
Beautiful. There's no better way to get to than the Word of God. And from what I see,
Elder,
very first time that our poor forefathers actually sinned, age and aging has been part of our lives. And when you look at the Word of God, it has a positive outlook on the aging process. Like you have indicated, some of the verses that we can refer to are Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 31, where the Bible says that the silver-haired herd is a crown of glory if it is found in the way of the righteous. For me, this portion of scripture gives a positive outlook. What is key at the end of the day is that through life, and even as we age, it is important to have the Lord at the center of our lives, mm-hmm. and to walk even in the path of righteousness. You don't want to have a situation where when you are sitting down, you look at how you have actually led your life, then you begin to regret at certain steps that you could have taken along the way. So what is key at the end of the day is to allow the Lord to walk with us even throughout life.
Yeah.
Yes, like you have actually put it, we are not refusing that aging itself does not come with its own challenges. Yes, it does come with its own challenges. But there is a promise that is there in Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 4. It simply says, even to your old age, I am he. And even to the gray hairs, I will carry you. I have met, I will bear, even I will carry you and will deliver you. What a wonderful promise. The Lord has promised to be with us, to actually sustain us, even as we get to those particular urges where certain things become a challenge. What is key, what is paramount, and what is important at the end of the day is to simply seek the Lord, to live a life that is consistent with his plan. And basically, he will handle the aging process for us. He will grace us with wisdom. He will show us what we ought to do at what point in life. And at the end of the day, as we get to the end of our lives, or as we get to the latter part of our lives, we'll definitely be grateful that we will have not walked alone, but instead we will have walked with the Lord.
Yeah. Hey, I'm no longer scared of aging. I hope the men that we're addressing today are no longer scared of aging. I don't know. Ish me, ne. Okay, anyway, it's not about me today. But thank you so much, my elder. I think for me, the one thing is not having to run around with the children. But I'm comforted by it. When I can't run around, they are also older. So it helps. It helps that one there. So thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. I'm going to ask that once again. Please do close in a word of prayer for us.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. How we pray. Our God and our Father, we want to thank you for how you have guided and led us through this particular discussion. And we also want to thank you for the wonderful promises that you have made in your holy word. It could be that some of us are already there. It could be that some of us are yet to get to those ages of the latter life. For those of us that are yet to get there, we pray that you will prepare us for that time. For those of us that have already reached those particular ages, we want to thank you for the promise that you have given unto us, that you will always be with us. Therefore, we pray that at whatsoever point we are, use the experiences that we are having to prepare us for your soon and second coming. Thank you that you are God Almighty. You are seated on the throne and you are crowned King of Kings. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Amen. Have a blessed day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.